نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى has commanded us to enlighten our hearts with the love of his most beloved messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If a person's heart is void of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then he is not a believer. Muhammad ki muhabbat deen-e haq ki shart-e awwal hai. Usi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch na mukammal hai. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The poet says, Muhammad ki muhabbat deen-e-haq ki shart-e-awwal hai. The love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first condition of the true deen of Islam. That means, in order for one to be classified as a believer, the foremost condition is that he should have love for the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Usi mein ho agar khami, if there is deficiency in that, to sab kuch na mukammal hai, then everything else is useless. So in order for a person to become a believer, he must have love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. How is it possible that a person is a believer, he is a mu'min, but he has no love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? So in order for a person to be a believer, he must have some degree of love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. And in order to become a complete believer, al-mu'minul kamil, the love should reach its peak to the extent that nothing should be more beloved to him than the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, La yuminu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. None of you can be a complete believer. La yuminu ahadukum. None amongst you can be a complete believer. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's audience here are the believers. He is speaking to the believers. La yuminu ahadukum. None amongst you can be a complete believer. Hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi, until I do not become more beloved to him than his parents, min walidihi, than his father, than his mother, wa waladihi, than his children. And the ulama have said that the word walid refers to not only father or not only father and mother, but to the usul. usul, all the ancestors, and wawaladihi, until I do not become more beloved to you than your children. The word walad refers to the progeny, the furu. So none amongst you can be a perfect believer until I do not become more beloved to you than all your ancestors and all your progeny to come in the later life. Vannasi ajmain, and all strangers also. Until I do not become more beloved to you than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot become a perfect believer. In order for you to become a perfect believer, you need to have more love for me than even your own life. Umar radiyallahu anhu said to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu, the great companion. The ummah is unanimous that there is no one better than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu after the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. And then the ummah is united on this fact that there is no one more virtuous than Umar radiyallahu anhu after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. One is Siddiq, the other is Shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my two wazirs, who is wazir? Wazir is someone very, very close, who a person trusts fully and who is sincere in regard to the person. The wazir is that person who is trusted by the person whose wazir he is. And the wazir, he is very sincere in the matters of the person that he is wazir of. Normally, the monarchs, the kings, in the olden days used to have wazirs. Wazir, somebody who he trusts and who he seeks Mashwara, who he consults in every matter. And he is 100% sure that in my matters he is very, very sincere. Wazir was not a job. It was not a status. Very close bond. So much so that after the death of the monarch, the wazir would be very loyal to his children also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have two wazirs in the heavens and I have two wazirs on the earth. The two wazirs in the heavens are Jibreel and Mikail, and the two wazirs on the earth are Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhu. So Umar radiyallahu anhu, such a great companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, after self-assessment, I have come to this conclusion that you are more beloved to me than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are more beloved to me than my father. You are more beloved to me than my mother. You are more beloved to me than my wife, my children, my friends, my wealth. Except one thing. My life is more beloved to me than yourself. So except for my life, you are more beloved to me than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that, O Umar, if this is the state of your heart, if this is the condition of your heart, then you are not a complete believer. You have not perfected your iman yet. And after a while, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought for a moment and then he said, O Messenger of Allah, now I find that the condition of my heart has changed. And now I find you more beloved to me than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that I find you more beloved to me than even my own life. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ana ya Umar, Al-ana ya Umar. Now, O Umar, now your iman is complete. Now your iman is perfect. So moments ago, the condition of Umar radiallahu anhu was different, and within moments it changed because of the spiritual attention of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his prayers. Muhammad hai mata'e alame ijad se piyara, pidar, madar, biradar, malo jaan, aulad se piyara. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our aqidah, this is our faith. Muhammad hai mata'e alame ijad se piyara. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to us than the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pidar madar, he is more beloved to us than father, mother. Biradar, he is more beloved than brother. Malo jaan, he is more beloved than wealth and life. He is more beloved than aulad, children. Pidar, madar, biradar, malo jaan, aulad se piyara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah and increase in the love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have in our hearts. Every believer, every mu'min has love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person is a believer, if a person is a mu'min, if he truly believes in all the fundamentals of Islam, sincerely, then he will definitely have love to some degree for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love to some degree for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he may not even feel that he has love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But love for Allah and love for Iman and Iman. So Iman and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iman and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are inseparable. If you are a mu'min, then you have love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you are a mu'min. And when this love progresses, then when this love progresses, then a person realizes that now I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than so and so and so. And then he realizes now I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than so and so and so. And then he realizes that I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than all those things that are beloved to me. And then he realizes that I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than even my own self. And whenever the crunch comes, he will be able to sacrifice the wife but not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be able to sacrifice the parents, not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be able to sacrifice his hometown and migrate, but he will not sacrifice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be able to sacrifice his life if needed, but not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts with intensifying love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, how can a person judge how much love he has for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are four points that he needs to keep in his mind. If he keeps these four points in his mind, then he will realize how much love he has for his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Point number one. He should be able to sacrifice all his desires for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is not present in the world anymore. So we cannot see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot serve Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his talimat, his teachings, they exist till today in their pristine purity. And inshallah, they will remain so until the day of Qiyamah in their pristine purity. Not a single word will change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the people of haq and the people of ilm who have been safeguarding this deen for 14 centuries. And this is the 15th century. They are still safeguarding it. And there will always remain a group of ulama. And obviously, this group will have a following also. So ulama and their following, they will always remain a group that will remain on the straight path, that will remain on haq, that will speak haq, that will safeguard haq, and that will follow haq until the day of Qiyamah. And this glad tidings was given to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي قائمة على الحق. A group from my ummah will always remain steadfast on haq. لا يضرهم من خالفهم. Those who oppose this group will not be able to harm them. Will not be able to harm them means will not be able to harm them in their objective. They will not be able to create obstacles in their path. They will try to create obstacles. But they will always succeed in safeguarding the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is no Nabi after the advent of our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the final Nabi. Quran is the final revelation. And the deen, the shariat that he has left behind is the final deen. These teachings will reign until the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى حَيًّا لَمَا وَسِيَهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي. If Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was alive today, he would have had no choice but to follow in my footsteps in order to acquire salvation in the hereafter. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend before the day of Qiyamah, well before the day of Qiyamah. And he will descend as the follower of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will follow this deen. He will support this deen. And he will breathe his last on this deen. And inshallah he will be buried with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the Rawda in Madina Munawwara. So the first sign of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that a person will sacrifice all his desires, all his wishes, and give preference to the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In belief, in ideology, in thinking, He will always remain under the beliefs, the ideology and the thinking left behind by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will always think like our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will always think like the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain. He will always think like the Tabi'in, like the Taba Tabi'in, like the Muhaddithin, like the Mufassirin, like the Fuqaha, and like the Ulama of the Ummah. Quran was revealed 1400 years ago. The Ahadith came into existence 1400 years ago, because Ahadith are the actions and the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran has been preserved for 14 centuries. The Ahadith have been preserved for 14 centuries. And their interpretations have been preserved for 14 centuries. And this is the handiwork of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserving the words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving the interpretation also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving the practice also. There have always been a large group of people throughout the world who have been practicing deen as it was practiced during the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this is the first sign of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A poet very beautifully says in the Arabic language, Ta'asir Rasoola wa anta tudhiru hubbahu. You express your love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time you disobey him. These two things cannot go hand in hand. That you love somebody and you disobey him. Because disobeying somebody means hurting somebody, and obeying somebody means making him happy. So if you love somebody, a lover, an ashik, a muhib, someone who loves another person, will always try his utmost to make his beloved happy. And disobedience brings grief. Disobedience brings hurt. So a person will never disobey his beloved, because he knows that this will bring hurt and grief to my beloved. So the poet says, Tasir Rasul, you are disobeying the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta tudhiru hubbahu, and at the same time you are expressing love for him, that I love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the ashik of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the muhib of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is my beloved. Ta'asir Rasul wa anta tudhiru hubbahu. هَذَا لَعَمْرِي فِي الْفِعَالِ عَجِيبُ. This is very strange. Very strange. Why? Because the principle of love is, لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَتَعْتَهُ. If your love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was truth, if it was true, if your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was true, لَأَتَعْتَهُ, you would have obeyed him. Because the principle is, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُتِيءُ. Because muhib always obeys his mahbub. Because a lover desires that he brings comfort to the beloved. And every human knows that disobedience brings discomfort, and obedience brings comfort. Disobedience brings grief, and obedience brings happiness. And the effort of a lover, ashik, muhib, is that he brings comfort, he brings joy, he brings happiness to the Mahbub, to the beloved. So this is the first sign that a person sacrifices his desires. A person sacrifices his wishes for his beloved. And the beloved is no more with us. So his teachings. A person's desire at Fajr time is to continue sleeping. He will sacrifice this desire and wake up and perform his Fajr Salat. This is a sign that he is the lover. A person's eyes will wander here and there. But he subjugates his nafs, he subjugates his base desires, and he controls his eyes. This is a sign that he has love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the more a person is able to sacrifice his desires for the teachings of his beloved, the more love he has for his beloved. This is the first sign of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Second sign is, he will love all those people and he will love all those things that are associated to the beloved. People keep certain things for years. A simple letter from the beloved, from father, from mother, from wife, from a friend, from sheikh. And sometimes other people, when they look at that insignificant item, sometimes it's only a very cheap pen, sometimes it's only a piece of paper that the beloved had given. But no, this was given to me by the beloved. So other people, they cannot even understand why he is holding on to this. But he will say, no, this is very sentimental. Love. This is the second sign. Makkah Mukarrama is associated to the beloved. It is his birthplace. Madina Munawwara is associated to the beloved. It is his city. It is where he is resting. The green dome is associated to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because as soon as the gaze falls on the green dome, we remember the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uhud mountain is associated to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hada jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu." This is a mountain which loves us and which is beloved to us. Badr, the field of Badr is associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The field of Khandaq is associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tan'im is associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is where he sent Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha to put on the ihram after Hajjatul Wada for Umrah. Jairana is associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam performed his Umrah from there in the year 8th Hijrah. Mina is associated to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muzdalifah is associated to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Arafat is associated to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is associated to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahadith are associated to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Umar Usman radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Suhaib radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Salman radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Talha radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Zubair radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Abu Sufyan radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Mughira ibn Shoba radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Ibn Umar, Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas, Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmin, Sayyiduna Ibn Masud radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Aisha, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Umme Salama, Sayyida Khadija, all the Ummahatul Mu'mini, Umme Salama, Zainab, Joiriya, radiyallahu anhunna, Sayyida Fatima, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Umme Kulsum, Sayyida Ruqayya, all those things associated to the beloved should also be beloved. This is the second sign. How much love do we have for the Quran? How much love do we have for the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much love do we have for the Quran? How much love do we have for the masajid? How much love do we have for Haramain Sharifain, for Masjid-e-Aqsa? How much love do we have for the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain? Ulama are also associated to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhaddiseen, Huffaz. Why? Because they preserve the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second sign. Third sign. Anything and everything liked by the beloved becomes liked. And everything and anything disliked by the beloved becomes disliked. This is the highest form of love. Everything liked by the beloved is liked by the lover. And everything disliked by the beloved is disliked by the lover. He will not try to go into fiqhi discussions. Is this fard? Is this wajib? Is this mustahab? Is this haram? Is this makruh tahrimi? Is this makruh tanzihi? No. Everything liked by the beloved will be liked by the lover. This is the third test. And everything disliked by the beloved will be disliked by the lover. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates a hadith that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was invited by somebody for food. And he had prepared a gravy with pieces of meat and pieces of pumpkin. And he served this gravy in a bowl, a large bowl, and I sat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to have this meal. And he said that I saw the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wandering here and there in the bowl, looking for pieces of meat. No, looking for pieces of pumpkin. So Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu realized at that point that pumpkin is beloved to his beloved. Pumpkin is something that his beloved likes. Anas Raziyallahu Ta'ala says, that I assisted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I started looking for pieces of pumpkin within the gravy and I started placing it in front of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. Now a question may arise in someone's mind here that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam was dining once, eating once with Umar ibn Abi Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his stepson, the child of Umme Salama radiyallahu anha, and he was young. So Umar ibn Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu says that I was sat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam having food from the same bowl, from the same utensil. وَكَانَتْ يَدِي تَتِيشُ فِي السَّحْفَةِ and my hand was wandering here and there in the bowl. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to me, Ya Ghulam, O my son, Sambillah, Sambillah, recite Bismillah, begin with Bismillah, begin eating with Bismillah, Sambillah, وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ and eat with your right hand. Wakul mimma yalik and eat from your side. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught these three etiquettes of eating. One is that a person should start eating with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has only mentioned this, that begin with the name of Allah, so recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Bismillah will suffice. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim will suffice. Bismillahi wa barakatillah will suffice. As long as you mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Etiquette number one. Etiquette number two. Wakul bi yaminik. Eat with your right hand. It is an etiquette of eating that you eat with your right hand. Whether you eat food, staple food, or whether you eat chocolate, or whether you eat crisps, or whether you eat grapes, anything you eat, eat with your right hand. And if you drink water, or if you consume drink, then also use the right hand to hold the glass or the can. Wakul biyaminik. And number three, wakul mimma yalik, can eat from your side. Now here he, very beautiful point that the ulama and the muhaddiseen have mentioned is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wanted to teach Umar ibn Abi Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu one etiquette only. The mistake he made was that his hand was wandering here and there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mind. He was a very loving person. And Umar ibn Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu, who was his stepson, was like a real son for him. But it was his responsibility to teach deen to young and old alike. And it is only when we teach our children, our students, etiquettes that they become people in the community who are respectable. So in order to make them progress and make them honorable and respectable in the eyes of the public, we need to train our children, our students right from childhood. And as they grow up also, it is not scolding somebody, it is not criticizing somebody. No. It is improving somebody. It is constructing somebody's personality. So it is not criticism. It is constructive criticism. It's not that you dislike somebody, you have hatred for somebody, that's why you keep pointing out his mistakes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to rectify this mistake that Umar ibn Abu Salama radiallahu anhu was making, because today he is sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tomorrow he could be eating with a stranger somewhere. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want to embarrass him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not directly say that eat from your side. He said, Oh my son. And in brackets you can say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my son, let me teach you some adab of eating. Sammillah, mention the name of Allah. Eat with your right hand and also eat from your side. From this we learn the adab of tarbiyah also. We scold our children, we get angry. We always try to take a shortcut. Through shortcut, we can stop a person from doing a certain thing in front of our eyes. But we cannot nurture that person. That bad habit will remain in that person. By scolding, by criticizing, by being harsh, slowly, slowly, our love, the love of the teachers, the love of the murabbis, the love of the parents diminishes in the hearts of the children and the students. And when there remain no connection through love, it is very difficult for the person you are trying to train to take your advice. So one needs to be gentle. One needs to be calm. And one needs to nurture the children. Embed in their hearts and minds the harms of what they are doing and the benefits of what you are trying to teach them. This is another topic. The point I was trying to make was that a person may arise in the minds of the people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Umar ibn Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu that eat from your side. And Anas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hand was wandering here and there looking for pumpkin whilst I was eating with him. The muhaddithun have given two answers to this question that arises in people's mind. One is, when a person is eating with somebody regarding whom he knows that he will not mind, like two loving couple are eating from the same utensil, husband and wife, they love each other, they like each other, they will not mind. A teacher and a student who have a very close bond, two brothers, two close friends, then there is no harm. In this case, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating with Anas radiallahu anhu. Anas radiallahu anhu had lot of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that he will not be inconvenienced. He will not mind. And there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mind Umar ibn Abu Salama eating from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's side, but he was a child and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed to nurture him and teach him the etiquettes of eating. That's why he made a point of reprimanding him or pointing out his mistake. Another point that the ulama have mentioned is that if there is a plate which has only one type of food, then a person should eat from his side. If you have a plate or if you have a bowl full of apples only, pieces of apples only. So if you eat from your side, if you eat from the right, if you eat from the left, if you eat from the person who is sitting in front of you, it's not going to make any difference. It's apple everywhere. So why should you go into other person's territory? He may find it uncomfortable. Some people are very sensitive. But if a plate or a tray comes where you have variety of fruits or variety of chocolates or variety of things, then a person has the permission, and it is not against etiquettes to take something from the other side also. For example, a plate or a tray is brought, and quarter has apple, quarter has pear, quarter has grapes, and quarter has bananas. So you can eat from four directions. So in the case of Anas radiyallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew that Anas radiyallahu anhu would not mind. And in the case of Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, also another thing was that there was variety of, there was gravy, there was meat, and there was pumpkin. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taking pumpkin from the other side, which was not on his side. Anyway, Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu observed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam likes pumpkin. How much love did Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu have for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It all depends on the love that you have for a person. A husband loves his wife, a wife loves her husband, but the husband likes dark chocolate and the wife doesn't. And for 50 years they live together, the husband will eat dark chocolate and the wife won't. The love was so intense in the heart of Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he was still a teenager. But Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that from the day I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loving pumpkin, from that day until today, when he was narrating that is, until today, falam azal uhibbu dubba min yawma idhin, I find in my heart love for pumpkin. I also love pumpkin and I like eating pumpkin. Doodhi ko kya kare? Gold kya kare? Gold. And we find two things in the ahadith. Pumpkin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked pumpkin. Pumpkin, which we call in Urdu kaddu. And then there is Loki, which we call in Gujarati Dudhi. Loki in Urdu, Dudhi in Gujarati, and Gourd in English, G-O-U-R-D, Gourd. And when you cook both of them, they are very similar, soft and sweet. So we find in other hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also liked Gourd. My late Shaykh rahimahullahu ta'ala, for 7 or 8 years, he only ate one type of gravy or one type of salan. Lunch, supper, only Gourd. That is how much love he had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing else. And because he was eating only Gourd, so chapati with Gourd, it had effect on his health. So after 8 years, when he became ill and the doctors tested his blood, then upon the instructions of the doctors, he started eating other things. So this is also a sign that someone who is beloved, a person will like what he likes and a person will dislike what he dislikes. These are three signs of love for any beloved. So these are signs of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should check ourselves that how much sacrifice do I give when it comes to the commands and the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, how much love do you have for those people and those things associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And number three, how much do I like those things which my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked? And how much do I dislike those things which my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And in order to inculcate love in our hearts, we should talk about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should read about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should hear about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should read books authored by the ulama in regard to the practices, the habits, the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, books on seerah. And we should also continuously, or as much as we can, send salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should sit in the company of the ulama, of the mashayikh, hear about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hear about his talimat, and try to put into practice as much as we can. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.